Amen. I think, you know, Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times, but the Lord raises him up. But it's when we fall, we look to where we should have been looking before we fail. When we fall, we look to the Lord. Peter thought he could walk on the water till he started sinking. As he started sinking, he called out to the Lord, "Lord, save me." And the Bible says immediately the Lord stretched forth his hand and pulled him up out of the water and asked him, "Wherefore did thou doubt?" But those falls, they strengthen us. We're just like little children. I've saw a little child fall and they holler for help, and we're just like them. We fall and ask for help. But I love that song, how true that song is.
Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
Amanda rings on here.
Okay.
And, you know, I told you that's the Catholic Baptist there.
Yeah. Amen.
Anyway, she's fighting cancer real bad and she has seizures and she has to do a lot of driving on her job. And she wants us to remember in prayer she drives, because she's been out in people's cornfields and everything else. God's been good to her. He's watched over her, but.
Amen.
You know, sometimes she'll have one of them seizures and be driving, just take off out through a cornfield.
I just want to give God praise for the way He's working on Kay.
Amen.
Man, I have you with me in your life.
Yeah.
Amen. Tammy, too. I talked to Tammy on the way over. I talked to Mark yesterday.
Tammy's out here online right now.
Amen.
Hi, Tammy. We love you.
Yeah, we had a...
out here. Amanda's out here. Joanne's out here.
We love them all.
We talked with Tammy. She's home. Glad to be home.
Yeah.
Doing much better. Danny's there helping her. And was glad to be able to hear from her. And boy, it's a blessing to see Sister Joanne here last Sunday.
Yeah, I tell Brenda about the service Sunday. She said
that was good.
Yeah,
we never did even put the chair back. She was right there. She put her wheel. Well, actually, it's a little cart she had her auction on. But that's a blessing seeing Sister Joanne here. Mm-hmm. Making me out a list here. Carolyn's got some surgery.
Yeah.
I know, I think Brenda had her surgery yesterday. Not Brenda, but Sue Bone.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
New bones working?
Yeah, I think it done something. I turned it down. I don't know how.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and get started tonight. We'd like to thank everyone that's online, everyone that's here tonight. Like to make a couple of quick announcements. We won't have Sunday morning service at Landmark this Sunday, the 21st. We'll be at Brother Charles Fishback's church. We've been asked to come over there. And I had no problem going over there, but the church wants to go too. So little as this church is, it probably won't hurt a thing. But we close the doors Sunday morning. And I hope you're getting this message, but if not, we're going to put a note on the door when we leave tonight to tell you that we've dismissed our services this Sunday morning. We'll be here Sunday night, but this Sunday morning we'll be over at Brother Charles Fishback's church over on 1297. I'm not sure exactly where it is, but Brother Ed knows where it is. I'm going to pick him up, and he'll get us there. But we just want to give you a heads up, not only to pray about that service, but also be aware of the fact that we elected to close the services here at Landmark Sunday morning. And I'm just kind of give you a heads up about that. I hope it's not a disappointment if you drive over here. If you want to praise the Lord, you come on over and praise the Lord. Some of you's got keys to the church. Won't hurt my feelings a bit. Lord, be glad to see you. But keep that in mind. We are going to close the doors Sunday morning. We'll be open Sunday night. And pray for us over there. We're going to go over there, try to be a blessing. And we got the chance to talk to Brother Mark Hurt yesterday. And spend a little time talking with him, getting an update on Kay. Had a word of prayer with him. Been praying for him and Kay both. Had a conversation with Tammy on the way to church tonight. She's home. Glad to be home. Sounded real good. And Tom was there. I could hear him in the background. Hello, Brother Wade. And I like that little Thomas. He's ready now.
Yeah, he is.
And Dammy's helping her. She's still in a lot of pain, but still needing prayer. We will pray for her in just a second. It was a blessing to see Sister Joanne here last Sunday morning. She got so blessed. I got blessed with her. Amen. She's shouting. I'm shouting with her.
Yeah.
He shouted.
And I tell you, that was good. I think Sister Rita was singing, be leading in the parade, or
yeah,
marching in the parade. I'll be leading the parade. And
yeah,
Sister Joanne just started shouting. I just got in there and shouted with her. Amen.
That's right.
We got Sister Brenda Goff here tonight. And she done practiced one song. I hadn't heard it in a long time. Been a blessing. We're going to turn her loose here in just a second to sing that song.
Yeah.
We're going to go, Lord, in prayer, and then we're going to let her sing. Then we'll be teaching tonight out of Ephesians chapter number 3. Now, Father, we thank you for this opportunity you've given us to be in your house tonight. We thank you, Lord, for those that are already here and those that might be coming. We thank you, Father, for those that are online. Lord, we got a list here of people we want to lift up in prayer. Father, we pray right now for Sister Amanda Rees. Brother Ed mentioned, Lord, she's battling cancer and having trouble with seizures. Lord, I know that in you we live and move and have our being.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray for her, Lord, that you'll help her with regards to what she's dealing with. I know, Lord, you can heal us all.
Yes.
Lord, you come down one place and you just heal them all. Lord, when you show up, people get better, and I pray you will even here tonight. I pray, Father God, tonight for Brother Mark and Sister Kay Hurt. I pray for their ministry, for their marriage, for their health, well-being. We love them.
Yes.
Lord, we just pray you bless them with the blessing of God. Keep them going for God. We just pray, dear God, Lord, you'll just help them through the valley they're in right now. I pray for Kay's sister. I pray for her nephew. I pray for Lily Lake and River. Lord, just help them, Lord, we pray. I pray, Father God, tonight for Sister Tammy Tibbs and her husband Danny. Pray you bless them and their family, Lord. She gave me an update on little Landon. Said he got a haircut. I got a blessing just hearing about it. I can't wait to see it. And I thank you for little Landon, Lord. I pray, Lord, for him and for Abby. I pray, Lord, for Tammy and Danny. Lord, help her to get all healed up. Visit her, Lord, with healing your wings. Visit her, Lord, with blessings and the joys of the Lord. Father, we pray, dear Lord, tonight for Sister Joanne. Lord, like I said, it's such a blessing for her to be here last Sunday. I pray she'd be able to come as often as she wants to come.
Yes.
And be able to enjoy the things of God. Be able, Lord, get blessed like she did last Sunday. That was such a blessing. Father, we pray, Lord, tonight for Sister Sue Bone. I know she was supposed to have her surgery Tuesday, I believe. We just pray, Lord, that she's on the mend, that everything was successful. We missed Sister Sue and Brother Denny. Pray your blessings on them, Lord. I pray for Brother Mitchell, Sister Phyllis. She fell, hurt her foot. Pray you'll help them both, Lord. We're just getting older, Lord, getting more frail, more tender. Need, Lord, the help of God each and every day. I pray for them. I pray for Brother Mitchell's sister, Bessie. She called me this afternoon. We pray for her, Lord. She's just having a lot of problems. Pray for her. And I pray, dear God, Lord, for Sister Brenda here tonight. Going to be singing here in a minute. I pray for her. Pray for her daughter. Pray for her family.
Yeah.
Pray the blessing of God upon them, Lord. And Lord, we ask, Lord, you to bless that service this Sunday. We go to Brother Charles' church. We want to be a blessing. And Lord, I know you can make it a blessing. I pray you will. And Father, we pray you bless all that we say and do here tonight. Lord, may it be for your praise and glory. Bless Sister Brenda as she comes to sing tonight. In Christ's name we ask it all.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we're going to get Sister Brenda come up here. We'll get her all set up here.
Again?
Get her to share that song. Well, yeah, that was just a practice. What are you talking about? Yeah, we're going to do it for real now. Let's see, push that.
Put this.
And then push this. That's already on, I think.
Yeah. And put it on number 3.
Number 3.
Close it first and then put it on number 3.
All righty. We're going to do our best.
Please.
I think she was holding back a minute ago.
We're going to put her on Facebook at this time.
All right, we're going to sing live now. Okay.
Long dark night.
Oh my, think about it.
Out in the open sea. By faith alone.
Oh my,
yeah.
And yet his eyes were watching me.
What about that glory to God?
The anchor holds.
Yes, ain't that good?
Though the ship is battered.
Yes, yes, glory.
Though the sails are torn.
There's somebody out there need to hear that tonight.
Yeah.
I have fallen on my knees.
Oh.
As I face the raging sea.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Anchor. The storm.
That's right. Somebody need to hear this, baby.
Yeah.
I've had vision.
A lot of hurting people out there.
I've had dreams.
Yes, yeah.
I've even held them in my hand. But I never knew.
That's right.
Though the ship is battered, yes, it is.
Bless you, brother.
The anchor holds. Though the sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees as I fell.
Out there, but I needed to hear that. Amen.
Amanda said she's down on her knees now.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
God gave us something to hold on to.
Yes,
the Bible says lay hold on eternal life.
Little Thomas and I like her singing.
Hey, man, Little Thomas, you got a fan. Amen.
Yeah, he sang last Sunday here.
Yes.
Love it.
All right, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
Held a little 17-year-old girl in my arms, and God brought her home.
Yeah.
May 30th, 1995, and Brenda's singing that song. You know, there's some things down here you can only hold on to for a little while.
Yeah.
And they slip through your fingers. You can't. It's not like you can say, "I'm not letting them go." We have to let go and let God. We'll catch up with them, amen.
Yes.
Oh, that was rich. Thank you, Brenda, so much for singing that tonight.
Yes.
Everything down here, we just seem like get to keep for a little while. She mentioned there at the end of that song, "I've been young, now I'm old. I look in the mirror and there's an old man looking back at me and I'm saying, 'Who are you?'" He said, "Who are you?" Oh my, good song. Good job singing that. We're in Ephesians chapter number 3. Tonight, and in verse 14, Paul said, "For this cause I bow my knees." I thought about that when Brenda was singing there.
Yeah.
Down on my knees, I've been there.
Amen.
We'll start up there, verse number 1. Paul again saying, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles." He mentioned that same thing in chapter 4, verse 1. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called." You know, Paul was a prisoner, a chosen vessel of God. He had a job that God had called him to do, and it wasn't optional. When Jesus said, "I'll show him," in Acts chapter number 9, when he was talking about Apostle Paul, he mentioned this. Well, it'd probably help if I was in Acts instead of John 9. He told Ananias, he said, verse 16 of Acts 9, "For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." Paul said he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And he was the apostle to the Gentiles. The others were apostles to the Jew. He's a very chosen vessel to carry the message to the Gentiles. Paul is Saul's Greek name.
Mm-hmm.
His Jewish name was Saul, but his Greek name was Paul, and he said, For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. A lot of people don't like to identify with Paul, but Jesus did, called him, and put him in the ministry, counted him faithful, put him in the ministry. He said, verse 2, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, word, I heard about that grace, thanks to Paul, which
right.
Jesus put in this ministry. He said, how that by revelation, God showed Paul things that others didn't know much about. He revealed a lot of things, but he was taught by revelation. And he mentioned that in Galatians, how the Lord had taught him. He said, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. Down in verse number 9, he mentions again that mystery, which we'll get to it here in a minute. Paul mentioned in the book of Timothy about a great mystery, how that God was manifested in the flesh. Everybody didn't get that. But Paul was told here in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, he said, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Here's the mystery. God was manifest in the flesh. That's a mystery. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. There in John 14, they just didn't get it. He said, I and my Father are one. It was a great mystery. Even though he was here, says here, that he was justified in the Spirit. When John Baptist baptized Jesus, he said, I saw the Holy Spirit descend from heaven upon Jesus like a dove. And he heard a voice saying, this is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. He was justified in the Spirit. He was seen of angels. He preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in the glory. It was a mystery how that Jesus said, I'm from above, you're from beneath. I mean, it was, somebody said, you believe in aliens? Well, Jesus was kind of an alien. He came down here, even though he made earth, he came down here, a citizen of heaven, walked among us.
Yes, he did.
Let's go real quick to John. I feel like I need to. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning, I correspond with a lot of people on the internet, and they talk about this book's not that old. I said, well, how far do you want to go back? It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. I'm in St. John chapter 1, verse 3. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. We're talking about a mystery here. The reason I'm saying a mystery, in verse 14, it said, and the Word was made flesh. That's that mystery. And dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It said He was in the world, and the world knew Him not. I'm telling you, verse 10, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. I got in on this verse right here. But as many as received Him, verse 12, to Him gave He power. To them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born. I got born again.
Amen.
Not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. I got born of God. Got born into the family of God. But it's a great mystery. Paul says here, how that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's amazing what God really what God through Paul could say in a few words.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, a few words.
Yeah.
Verse 4. Whereby when ye read, you know, a lot of people don't read. They asked Barack Obama, having trouble sleeping. He said, I stay up almost all night long, kind of hoping, you know, he said he couldn't get enough of himself, kind of hoping someone would call him or something like that. But a lot of people do have problems sleeping.
Yeah.
I've noticed they've got the pills to sleep. They've got the pillows to sleep. They've got the music to help you sleep. And I'll just tell you this, when old Brother Eddie can't sleep, and I have done this, I told the devil, I said, well, if you're not going to let me sleep, I'm going to get up and read my Bible. It's amazing how fast the devil will let you sleep, amen.
That's right.
But he said here, whereby when you read, I get up and get my Bible, scares the devil to death. I'm telling you, I know why the devils believe in God and tremble.
Yeah.
There's things wrote in this Bible tells me more about the devils than they want me to know. But God pulled back the cover on them, exposed them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the devil's mad. He knows he's got but a short time.
Yeah.
And boy, is he mad. But hallelujah, I'm glad the Lord conquered him for our sakes.
Amen. Thank you.
We've got the advantage over the adversary. Paul says, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Even today, people don't put a lot of stock in Paul. They don't even acknowledge him. They don't recognize him. They say, you know, that he really has nothing credible to offer. He's the greatest of the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
The others realized that he was chosen of God, and they gave a lot of honor to him. When I say they gave a lot of honor to him, let me read this real quick.
If he hadn't have preached to us Gentiles, none of us would have been saved.
2 Peter, the last chapter, chapter 3, Peter put in a little exhortation for Paul. He said, verse 15, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, he said, an account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul,
yes,
according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. Now he went a little further, verse 16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Paul here, not only chosen of God by revelation, given insight, then he says, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
Yeah.
He had a different relationship. The other disciples were chosen, but he was also chosen. Let me comment on that real quick. Got a lot of liberty here tonight. Paul here, he says, 1 Timothy chapter 1, he said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, verse 12, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. He said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners,
yeah,
of whom I'm chief.
Amen.
I tell people all the time, I said, if God can save the chiefest of sinners, he can save common sinners like you and me.
Yes.
Verse 16, he said, howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy. Boy, I'm glad I obtained mercy. Amen.
Lord.
He said that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. I tell you what, God set a good example there in that chief sinner. And he said here that you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Verse 5, which in other ages, you know, I wasn't back there.
No.
I'm here.
That's right.
They call it New Age. You call it whatever you want to. He said, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. You see, we see in part, we know in part. But what little we see and what little we know, God gives it to us as we need it. I appreciate Sister Brenda singing that song tonight. We're all either in a storm, or we just come out of one or get ready to go into one. But she said that anchor still holds.
Amen.
It'll get you through the storm.
Yes, it will.
Even though the sails may be tattered, even though the ship might be battered, got something to hold on to. Amen?
Yeah.
And here he says, in the ages, other ages, which was not made known unto the sons of men as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. I got grafted in.
Amen.
Thank God.
Romans chapter 11,
yeah,
says we got grafted in. Hallelujah.
Yes, right.
By their
Lord made it a way where we could get in there. It says here, verse 17, and if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, that described me pretty good, were grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. We got in. And we're fellow heirs. My Father owns it all.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
That right there makes me think of, you know, God put us, He made us. We're here to praise and to worship Him. They were, because of their unbelief, He gave
broke them,
the,
them off.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a jealous God.
Yeah.
Just like back in somewhere or another, if we don't praise Him, the rocks make the, and I don't want a rock taking my place.
Amen. Amen to that.
That was good.
Amen. I'm looking for a scripture which she just kind of hinted to right there. And it said the word preached to them, it didn't profit them because it wasn't mixed with faith.
Right.
And that's in Hebrews. I thought I could find it real quick. But see, the Lord gives us the ability to believe, but they stumbled in it. They rejected Him. They turned away from Him. He came to His own, and His own received Him not. But here it is, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. They just counted it.
Yeah.
You know, propaganda, fake news. But you see that these Gentiles here, I'm a Gentile.
Yes.
Should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. That gospel got me in. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody told me Jesus loved me.
Yeah.
That He had died for my sins. That He rose for my justification.
Right.
And that if I'd repent of my sins and receive His payment, I could be born again saved. I said, that sounds pretty good to me.
Hi, Miss Dottie.
But I'll tell you right now, I got in by Jesus Christ.
That's
He's
right.
The door. He said, if any man enter in, he shall be saved.
Amen.
In John chapter 10, Jesus talking about here. Verse 9, he said, I am the door. If any man, I'm one of them men, shall enter in, he shall be saved.
Amen.
And shall go in and out and find pasture.
Oh my God.
You see, there's no other door.
Nope.
He said, he that entereth in, in St. John 10:2, he that entereth in not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and robber. I saw a special this week. Kirk Cameron had an astronaut, a saved astronaut, that went up in outer space. He gave an account of outer space from a Christian perspective. I have to admit it whetted my appetite pretty good. He said, from up there, you can look down on Earth. And he said, you can see the creation of the Creator in a way that you can understand it, because, you know, you see what's there. They don't see it. They see what they want to see. But he said, I saw the hand of God looking upon the earth as it was created. I saw all the rivers flowing into the oceans. I saw them evaporate, come back, water the earth, and come back. He said, I saw the hand of the Creator from outer space. He said it was humbling to be up there looking down from heaven. But you see, people want to get to heaven some other way.
Yeah.
And if they could possibly get there some other way, Jesus said they'd be a thief and a robber. They wouldn't get to stay.
Right.
He said, fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. Verse 7, Paul says, whereof I was made a minister. We're looking forward to preaching this Sunday, Brother Fishbacks. And, you know, Psalms 127 verse 1 says, except the Lord build the house, they that labor to build it labor in vain. God's got to make the minister. Hebrews says He makes His ministers a fire.
Amen.
I like being on fire. Amen. I'll tell you, I don't want to be smoking. I want to be on fire. Glory to God. But He maketh His ministers a fire.
Ain't that good?
And I like to see a man of God on fire. Amen.
Yeah.
I like to see him, buddy. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7 says, and of the angels He saith, who maketh His angels spirits and His ministers a flame of fire. Paul said here in verse 7, whereof I was made a minister. You see, Paul was a Pharisee before he became an apostle. And those Pharisees, they fared pretty good till Jesus showed up. Then they come up short. And the Sadducees, they're sad because they don't believe in the resurrection.
Right.
But Paul come out of from being a Pharisee, and he was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power.
Amen.
Jesus said in John chapter 15, without me you can do nothing.
Right.
But Paul said, through Him we can do all things. He said He was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power. There wasn't no denying Paul. The devils, they said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know.
Yes.
There wasn't no denying Him, amen. He said, verse 8, unto me, this is pretty humble right here, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given. You know, God, He exalts the humble, resists the proud. So Paul here, he's speaking, but he's speaking humbly. He said, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? You know, I wish everybody was rich in the things of God. I wish we could enjoy God's creation and not kill one another for what somebody's got, but be thankful. The Bible said, preferring others before yourself. And, you know, more blessed to give than is received and all of that. But we got it all mixed up down here. God gave us everything we need. We ain't really got no lack of nothing.
Right.
He sent His disciples out, Brother Ed. When he come back, he said, he told them not to take nothing with them.
Right.
He come back, he said, lack anything? No, we didn't lack nothing. See, he's supplying our needs as we need it.
Amen.
And if we'll let him supply our needs as we need it, we can enjoy the days God gives us to live. And Paul here, he says, he's the least of all saints. He said, this grace is given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. He knew where it came from.
Oh, yeah.
Verse 9, he said, to make all men see what is the fellowship, here's that word again, of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God who created all things by Christ Jesus. A lot of people don't know that Jesus was a great creator.
No.
Paul didn't know it. He does now. He tells us now. But he didn't know that. God revealed that unto him in that great revelation, that great mystery that God made known to Paul. He realized that Jesus, the great creator, stepped down from the throne of heaven and came down here and walked down the dusty trails in Jerusalem and all through there, you know, washing people's feet and, you know, healing the sick, opening the eyes of the blind, raising up the dead.
Yeah.
He knew that Jesus was the great creator. And he come down here in love to his creation. And then he died at Calvary so that they could live forever with him. When we get to heaven, one thing we're going to realize how we got there. While we're there, we're really going to enjoy eternity. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah.
By Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Verse 10, to the intent. That means there's a purpose to this.
Yeah, that's right.
To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Even heaven. The Bible said the angels desire to look into it. They ain't got a clue about what it's like to be lost or saved or nothing like that. So which things angels desire to look into? Paul here said there's an intent that principalities and powers in heavenly places. You know, the Bible said if the princes of this world had known, that's talking about like devils. You know, Judas, Jesus said, if I not chose you 12, one of you's a devil. Judas didn't know what he was doing. The devil, the Bible said, Satan entered into Judas. Satan didn't know what he was doing. They thought they won. You know, I thought about this. I heard Ron Ralph preaching this week. He talked about that space of darkness up there at Calvary. Said there was darkness. Of course, God's light in Him's no darkness at all.
Right.
And I thought about that even myself as he's preaching about it. Two reasons for that darkness. One is maybe the devil had just a little moment there of victory before he lost those keys. The other one is God just put His hand over the sun because He couldn't bear the sight of looking at His son suffering like He did.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one of the two. But that little bit of darkness right there, boy, it made the devil happy. And I'm telling you, buddy, light dispels darkness. But that there he says that principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus said, for this cause came I into the world to give my life for many. He gave His life a ransom for all. All may not benefit from it, but praise God I did.
Yeah.
He said, verse 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. You see, we've got everything we need. We may not use it, but we got it.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, verse 13, wherefore I desire that ye faint not in my tribulations for you, which is your glory. You know, I see a lot of people suffer. I see a lot of people struggle. Paul done a lot of that. He said, don't faint. Don't faint in my tribulations. He said, it's for you, which is your glory. And he went through a lot of suffering. He really kind of walked parallel to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Paul, he was stoned everywhere he went. Man, I'm telling you, they beat him, they imprisoned him, they threatened him, they wanted to kill him, and there came a day, his time, his departure did come, and boy, he is glad to get out of here. This wasn't no place for somebody like him that loved the Lord. He said, "Faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory." He was a man on a mission. He was down here giving the word of God as Jesus gave to him. Verse 14, he said, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus." Boy, he gave honor to God.
Yes, he did.
In verse 15, "Of whom the whole family..." I'm part of a big family, Brenda. The whole family in heaven and earth is named. I got my name up there.
That's right.
In a book, Book of Life.
Yeah.
That family tree up there somewhere on there, it's got Eddie Wade wrote in there. "Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man." You see, y'all see my outer man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to attempt something. I may not be able to do this, but every now and then I get what I call the Cain helpets. And I never even know what I'm going to do when I get them. I just know something got to vent. I mean, I'm either going to shout, run out the door, throw a fit, I don't know. But that inner man,
yeah.
Sometimes he wants the preeminence. Sometimes this old outer man, he's tired. He's near ready to faint. And that inner man, he gets quickened. And next thing I know, I'm like a bottle rocket going up, going to go off, you know, and give off a beautiful light. I'm telling you, that inner man,
yeah.
He said, "With might by his Spirit in the inner man." Verse 17, "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love." Listen real good to this verse right here. You see, if you do read these few words, he says, "That ye being rooted and grounded in love,
yeah,
may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God."
Yes.
He said so much right there in those two verses. He's talking about a few words. Boy, just take that in there just a minute there.
That's right.
The breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height. There's no way that you can understand how big this thing is. "And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." Brenda was singing that song, and I was thinking about just how much God loves us, no matter what comes our way. You know that He'll be there for us, guide us through whatever we got to go through, and help us to come out, you know, strengthened, and come out, you know, with some kind of a understanding that God got us through it. You know, even atheists, when they get ready to have a car wreck, they're driving too fast and they're driving too drunk and they lose control of the car, even an atheist says, "Oh my God."
Yeah,
I mean, they just got it in there. Even though they don't like to retain God in their knowledge when the time's right, they fall off a cliff, bless you me. You never heard such prayer in your life come from an atheist. "Lord, save me. Lord, help me." I'm telling you, they don't have no problem with words when the opportunity arises. "To know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." Listen to this verse. "Now unto Him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen."
Amen, that's
right. You know, all ages. Be glory in the church by by Christ Jesus. God help us never go weary in worship, weary in well-doing, weary in singing, weary in preaching, weary in praying throughout all ages. Glory. Amen. I'm telling you, he isn't better.
Let me read you what Joanne wrote on here, okay, brother?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Pray for me and remember Sue Bones not getting to have surgery, having some other health problems.
We just prayed for Sue Bones.
Yes, we did.
We didn't know whether she had the surgery or not. We will continue to pray for her, and we continue to pray for Sister Joanne.
Yeah.
We like those updates. I appreciate that. Matter of fact, we'll end tonight in a prayer. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Lord, it tells us such exceeding great, precious promises to us, Word. Lord, you loved us so much. You gave us everything that we need, and we still complain. Forgive us. Lord, I pray for these. It's been mentioned, Lord, with health issues, Lord, struggling. Those, Lord, struggling financially. Those struggling physically. Those struggling spiritually, Lord, cold, need to pull up to the fire. Lord, I just pray, dear God, for your children. And I pray for the lost. I pray for those, Father, that have got the mind of this world and it's messed up and they don't even know what gender they are and they don't even understand how the clay's been marred because of the absence of the truth of the Word of God. May they denounce those unfruitful works of darkness. May they come to the light. May they know the truth. May they have the sweet fellowship that you want them to have with you. We pray for those young people tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Been taught lies. Lord, living a lie. Confused about so many things. Lord, you're not the author of confusion. We just pray, dear God. Lord, this little church will fill up with people wanting to hear the truth.
Yeah.
With people, Lord, that Lord, are inclined, Lord, to love you and praise you. Fill this church up, Lord. May it grow exceedingly, Lord. I wish to God that the walls would grow all the way to the road. I pray, dear God, Lord, that people come in here that be hurting, Lord, that needed help. And I pray the riches of God, Lord, be so abundantly bestowed upon them, they say, can I stay? Lord, we make room for them.
Yes.
We love you tonight. Just what we felt here tonight, Lord. We're so thankful, Lord, for your presence. Mm-hmm. Thankful, Father, for all that you do for us. We ask it all tonight in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. I was just thinking tonight.